Good morning and welcome to Three Big Things Today from March 21st, 2024. This is Tony Dribus. This podcast is brought to you by John Deere. Whether you're looking to buy new or simply upgrade your equipment with new technology, see your local John Deere dealer for what's best for your farm. Grain and soybean futures were higher in overnight trading on concerns about global weather and some short covering. Rainfall is expected in parts of Brazil next week, but will turn drier in early April, Commodity Weather Group said in a note to clients. Precipitation is forecast for some parts of the South American country in the next 5 days, but northern and central growing regions will see dry weather in the next 11 to 15 days, the forecaster said. In Argentina, excessive rain may delay the harvest in some areas. In the U.S., meanwhile, little or no rain has fallen in the southern plains in the past week, according to the National Weather Service's precipitation page. About 61% of the wheat crop in Oklahoma was rated good or excellent at the start of the week, the U.S. Department of Agriculture said in a report. That's down from 65% seven days earlier. Still, 55% of the crop in Kansas, the largest producer of winter wheat in the U.S., earned top ratings, up from 53% a week earlier. Corn futures rose 2¾ cents to 431¾ a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Wheat futures for May delivery added 4¼ cents to 549¼ a bushel, and Kansas City futures gained 1¾ cents to 582¼ a bushel. Soybean futures for May delivery rose 5¾ cents to 1215¼ a bushel. Soy meal added 320 to 345.70 a short ton, and soy oil fell 0.05 cent to 48.95 cents a pound. Ethanol output rose week to week, and inventories increased in the 7 days that ended on March 15th, according to data from the Energy Information Administration. Production rose to an average of 1.046 million barrels a day, the EIA said in a report. That's up from 1.024 million a week earlier. In the Midwest, by far the biggest producing region in the U.S., output increased to 995,000 barrels on average from 973,000 a week earlier. That was the entirety of the weekly gains, as production in the remaining regions were unchanged, the government said. Production in the Gulf Coast was steady at 21,000 barrels per day, and West Coast output remained at 11,000 barrels. Rocky Mountain and East Coast production were both unchanged at 11,000 barrels a day, the agency said. Ethanol inventories at the end of the week totaled 26.009 million barrels, up from 25.782 million a week earlier, the EIA said in its report. Winter weather advisories have been issued for several northern states, including North Dakota, Minnesota, and Wisconsin, according to the National Weather Service. 3 to 5 inches of snow are expected in parts of central Minnesota starting tonight and lasting through tomorrow morning, the NWS said in a report. Much of Wisconsin will face winter weather, as 2 to 4 inches of snow are forecast for central counties in the state. In northern Illinois, 1 to 4 inches are expected to fall, with the highest amounts along the state's border with Wisconsin, the National Weather Service said.